My question is that a man is willing to marry. Okay, he's willing to marry me, you know, to see my parents and all that. But he's not the only person. The first person I met, when I met him, things was moving fine. Things was going well for him before we met. So when we started dating, things become very bad and all that.
You see, I don't believe in that thing. I don't. That because you enter into a relationship of marriage with someone, for a child of God, then everything concerning him will scatter. I don't believe it.
But
they should stop linking it to any relationship, marriage relationship. I don't believe it.
It happened. That's why I told him that he should go. And when he went, things became fine. The second person again, I'm even trying to let him go since nothing is working out.
You have been saying now. I said I don't believe it. If there is a spirit that is disturbing you, no spirit can chase any man who loves you away.
Yes,
you notice a trend in your life, then you face it in prayer. You go for deliverance. There's provision for deliverance. Chase any nonsense spirit away from you. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Sister, I agree that there are demons that can frustrate you like that. So just face it in prayer. Chase it away. Attend. That's why it's good to attend a living church. That sister, which church do you attend? Where is she?
This is where I attend.
This is where you come. Or this. Everybody, they come here. What do you mean by come? Are you a member of this church?
Yes.
Am I your pastor?
Yes.
Have you told me you have this problem?
No.
See yourself. Who again? Can you be under me, a deliverance
Praise
minister? I have that type of problem. Yes?
Sir, please, I want to know if it's right or advisable for a sister to have more than one person as courtship
one at a time.
Because some people say
one at a time, you will create problem. Now when they find out, all of them will think you are not faithful. So it must be one at a time. Anyone that come, tell him I'm already engaged. Make it go. Three of them cannot come at the same time now. The day when they find out, they will just tell you are not faithful and they will break the relationship. Yes.
Good afternoon, sir.
God bless you.
Actually, I was given an invitation to the church here about 3 months ago.
Concerning your marriage?
No, yes. But from that time, I became a member of this church. And the person I'm dating said something that for us to progress and continue in the relationship, that there must be a pastor counseling. So when this program came up, I decided to ask a question that someone like me that is very new in the church, like about 3 months ago, that's what are the things I will have to do.
Brother Gustin, marriage committee. This church has a marriage committee. Oh yeah, come and tell them under 3 minutes the process for marriage in this church.
Praise God.
Come
Praise
forward.
God.
Come forward, where? Yes.
If you've confirmed that the two of you have agreed to marry, then you will come to us as the marriage committee. And then we will tell you some things that you need to do.
Okay, because I gave you only 2 minutes. Okay. You have told them. We have a marriage committee here. Immediately, if you are a member of this church and you have seen who you are interested in and you've made up your mind to relate in that area, you will go to the marriage committee and register. The marriage committee has sessions they have with people under courtship They have classes once every week. They tell you what is expected. They teach you what is Christian courtship, what to expect when you get married. They bring different people who have experiences in one area or the other in marriage to come and talk to them. It's a very interesting class. They teach you what you should expect after the marriage and what is expected of you during the courtship period. And then how you go about consummating the marriage. So once you're a member of this church, we have a marriage committee. They will have a manual they will give you, and you'll go through it. God bless you. Yes.
Praise the Lord. In a situation whereby each time you are in a courtship, you get a revelation about the person, probably when you pray about it or ask God to reveal something to you, he'd rather reveal the person's problems to you. And even after telling you the person is not for you, he also give you something that's troubling the person as a solution to the person's problem. And I really want to, I don't know what to make out of it. I need an explanation.
No, you're in courtship with someone and you're praying, and God begin to reveal the person any problem that you need to know concerning the person.
One is
to make you know whether you can contend with a person with that type of problem in making your decision. And secondly, if you have made up your mind you want to marry the brother, then God gives you solution to those problems.
He says no to them through men of God, but at the same time.
Who said no? The brother.
No.
Who says no?
I got it through revelation.
What do you mean by he says no? I don't understand.
Okay, like in one occasion it was even with my papa David Ibiome that he gave me that revelation in my dream.
Yes.
That person is not my husband, and then tell me things about the person that I should relate to the person. And each time I tell the people involved, they confirm it, and it's more like, and most time I tell them what to do about it, there's always an improvement in their life. There's always a solution.
And yet, somebody said that is not your husband.
No, I said I get the revelation. He tells me in my dream that person is not my husband.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. You have revelation in a dream that person is not your husband.
As well as giving me another.
Now, if you believe in the gift that God talks to you through dreams, then you should take it seriously. If you believe in your dreams, then God will be directing you, giving you direction through dreams. And any dream you have, you don't play with it. You act on it because you believe that is God talking to you.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Yes, brother.
Good afternoon, sir. Uh-huh. Please, sir, my question is just very simple. I've been trying to understand this portion of the Bible, 1 Corinthians 7:36.
Can we read it, please? But if any man think that he behaved himself uncomely towards his virgin, if she pass the flower of her age and need so require, let him do what he will, he sinneth not. Let them marry. What's confusing there?
Sir, to me, you know, there was a time I finished my NYSC, I think in 2014, and I saw someone I loved so much that I wanted to marry then. And my dad looked at me and said, "You are too small. How can you get married at this age?" And I was like, "No, it seems he wanted to have a problem." I opened this portion of the Bible for him. He said, "No,
no.
I should go and relax. I don't have an understanding."
No, you will have read that scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, was addressing certain conditions, certain estates of a Christian. And he ends up this aspect because he believes that there's nothing wrong if for the sake of the kingdom you decide not to marry. But here you are, that word virgin there is talking of a maid, a young girl that you suddenly have your heart towards her. You're suddenly having feelings towards her, but you have decided you will not get married. So Apostle Paul is saying, if you now decide to marry her, then go ahead, if she is of age, marriage age, go ahead and marry her. You have not sinned, because marriage is a perfect will of God. That's all the advice is given there.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Yes?
Praise the Lord.
Bless you.
The Bible says that we should walk by faith, not by sight.
Yes.
And the last I must marry program, you said we should ask God. We should tell God the type of husband that we want to marry.
Sure.
So now, maybe you have prayed and tell God the type of husband you describe him. Then, along the line, the ones that are coming and they are desperate for marriage and they are not the type that you are asking God for. So what should we do?
No, that means your prayer has not yet been answered. That is faith. This is what I ask, this is not what I want. So you wait until God brings the one you want.
And like how long, sir?
Until the man comes. That is the meaning of faith. Faith is waiting, believing that God will do it because he promised to do it. But when? I don't know.
So what if maybe you have told God the time? Say, God, this is the time. I want it to happen.
And it didn't happen. Yes. That means your prayer is not answered. So you change the prayer point. That's the truth.
So like if I change the prayer point, it means that I have no faith. I have.
But you say you gave him time.
I have no faith concerning, what I have prayed for. I've told him to do.
No, you said you gave him time. That this is the type of person you want. And you gave him time. And the time came and passed. He didn't give you.
And also the prophet have told you that this also time you will get married and the time has passed.
That means a false prophet. It's a false prophet. False prophet. Don't go back to that person again. God bless you.
Good afternoon, Pastor.
God bless you.
Please, I want to ask you a question. In marriage aspect, is it rightful right for a lady to get pregnant because of the guy really wants a baby from you?
No, it's not. It's what you are saying is, should a Christian fornicate before marriage? Answer me.
No.
So why are you asking me? What do you want me to tell you?
Because I
am dealing with Christians. I'm not dealing with unbelievers. No Christian will demand that of any woman. The person is a devilish unbeliever.
But is a son of, is a Christian too?
How do you identify a Christian? How do you identify a Christian? By their fruits, you will know them. Thank you. No Christian man looking for a woman to marry will want to sleep with a woman. No Christian man, even if he prophesies, is prophesying like Balaam prophesied. He's not a Christian. Even if he cast out devil in the name of Jesus, he's casting out devil by another Jesus. Even if he is, say he's a man of God, he's not a man of God. He's an angel. It's a devil that disguises as an angel of light. The Bible warned us. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. It said, but whoremongers and adulterers. Can we read it? Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. Not man, God himself will judge. Marriage is honorable. God bless you. Yes?
Good afternoon, sir.
Yes?
Sir, okay, there's a scenario where we have two Christian brothers. They are genuine Christians. And you are in love with one, and the other is proposing a courtship to you, and he's telling you that, oh, God said that you are his wife, but then the love you have for the other brother is blinding, you know, revelation concerning the other brother. Now you're confused as to what to do.
You are the one confusing yourself. How will you be engaged? In fact, you are an unfaithful, unfaithful lover.
Sir, I'm not engaged. He is proposing courtship, like he's asking me to date him.
Yes.
To get married to him. So yes. I'm not engaged.
Yes.
He's
you have not made up your mind.
No, I've not made up my mind. That's
no, every young girl receives proposals from hundreds of men now. That is proposal now. You have not yet agreed, but if you agree, then it shuts out any other man.
I'm not agreed.
And
but
so why are you confused? Now choose one and fly on. Choose one, that's all. Every beautiful girl has proposals from everybody, anywhere you go, anywhere you go, proposal, proposal, proposal. Sometimes even bus conductor will tell you not to pay, is a proposal. Yes?
Good afternoon, sir.
God bless you.
I want to ask, as a lady that got married, maybe for some time the marriage couldn't work, and the parents of the girl later return the dowry back to the husband, can she go ahead and remarry?
That is not a doctrinal issue. It's a counseling issue. I cannot stand here and answer it as if it is a Christian doctrine, because according to the Bible, once you are married, you are not to divorce. But, amen. So, there's a way I will say it here. Some people here will go and return dowry. So you will need counseling. You will come and meet me personally to look at your peculiar situation and give godly counsel. But to stand here before the whole world listening to me and tell you, once you have returned the bride price, that's all. You can marry again and you go talk out. You want my enemies to use it against me. I have too many enemies because we are saying things here that's punching the nonsense they are doing in the denominations. So they are waiting for me to say anything in error, then they will hold it. You will never get to hell of now. They're watching me now. Lie, lie. I follow my Bible strictly. Praise God. Yes.
Hello, sir.
Bless you.
Sir, in a situation whereby a man and a woman get into a relationship, and along the line they give birth to two children.
Eh? After marriage?
No. They give birth to two children, and the man.
Go ahead.
The man now said he doesn't want to marry the woman again, and the woman has no choice but to marry another man.
The two of them, are they Christians?
Yes.
Which church? Did they go to?
I'm just giving you, it happened a long time ago.
So you don't remember the church they attend?
Assemblies of God.
And the church was aware of it?
Yes.
And how did they handle it?
I don't know.
Okay, so what is your question?
And my question now is, according to the, along the line, the man now got born again. He became a believer.
You said they were Christians?
Yes.
Which one again, born again now?
He left his church to another church.
And became born again?
And became a believer.
Okay, let me hear you. Your question, let me just hear your question.
So my question is, the two children that they gave birth to, the woman got married. Now the daughter decided to follow the biological father, and she's due for marriage. And according to the tradition of the land, that is the stepdad that is meant to take the bride price. And she said, know that she wants her biological father to take the bride price, and the mom too is against her. Now, my question is, what in this kind of case, what is she to do? Is it that the husband in question will want to pay to bride price to the two fathers, or?
See, let me. If I understand your question, that two unbelievers did not marry. Wajoko. They came together without performing the marriage rites, were living together. I think English people call it cohabitation. They were cohabiting and gratifying each other and produced two children. They are their children, legally their children. And somehow the relationship didn't work. All this happened as unbelievers. Then they went their way, one married here, the other one married there. But the children from the former relationship are here, they are of age now, and they want to go and marry. And now a cultural question comes in. So only a cultural person can settle this matter.
No, sir, the reason why I'm asking is because the daughter got converted, and she doesn't want the stepdad to take the bride price. She wants the dad.
Yes.
Because they are believers.
But the culture says it is the stepdad that should take, you know, the bride price.
Yes.
So your question is, should she obey the culture or go to the rightful father that she has and let him see? Amen. That's why I say it is, you know, when a Christian mixes your life, you mix your life with tradition, then you will have problem. You either follow tradition or you follow the Christian faith. So, as Christians, you should follow the Christian faith and go and meet the father. It is the father's right because he gave birth to the girl.
So, sir, when the mother is now against the daughter, how, when the mother is against the marriage,
that what?
That the daughter refused to go back to go and pay the bride price to the person that married her.
That's what I'm saying now. Is supporting her husband, the girl's stepfather. And I love see the shakam. Remember, she is going out in marriage and follow the proper marriage. All right. The father, if he's alive, is the one to receive the bride price.
Thank you,
Shekinah, it is his birthright. He fathered her. Not the one that adopted her. Not the adoption. It is the birthright. His birthright. I think we have finished. Clap your hands for Jesus. Clap your hands for Jesus. Listen. I've always believed that no demon has power to stop your marriage. No curse has power to stop your marriage. We overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb. That blood will speak for every one of us here this year in the name of Jesus Christ.